我们今天继续在十六章启示录里边来看这一个世代是怎样的结束。
Tonight we'll continue to look into Revelation chapter 16 to see how this world will come to an end.
弟兄姊妹晓得按照神自己那荣耀的计划。
Brothers and sisters, you understand that according to the glorious plan of God,
地上的历史是一个世代一个世代的过去。
That in this world, the generations pass one by one.
到了我们这一个世代
and in this period of ours,
我们几乎可以说
we can almost say,
地上的一切与神的抵挡是上到高点
that all that is on earth that opposes God is at the peak.
但是这样的世代不能存到永久
but this type of period cannot last forever.
所以神要来结束这个世代
so God has to put an end to this generation.
然后带进国度的日子
And then to bring us into the days of the new of the kingdom.
那是以后一个新的世代的开始。
And that is the beginning of a new generation.
当然我们也知道。
And of course we also know.
国度也还不是神永远的旨意成就的日子。
The kingdom also is not the accomplishment of the eternal will of God.
但是国度却是一个很大的转捩点。
But the kingdom is a great turning point.
让神呢永远的计划。进到完全成就
so that the eternal plan of God can enter into the final stage of coming to an end.
所以在国度开始以前，这个世代结束，那个事情是怎样发生
？And so before the kingdom comes, and how does the end of this world come about?
这就和幕后那七个碗的第六、第七。这两个碗就发生直接的关系。
And so this has direct relationship to the last seven vials, especially last two, the sixth and the seventh vial.
那弟兄姊妹们，第六和第七这两个碗。
Now brothers and sisters, the last two, the sixth and seventh vial.
那就是第七号的末了。
And that is also the end of the seventh trumpet.
弟兄姊妹记得，当号筒末次吹响的时候。
Brothers and sisters, bear in mind again that when the last trumpet starts sound.
天使的宣告在前边的一点。在第七号吹响的时候
，just as the angel has proclaimed that when the seventh trumpet shall sound，
地上的国就要成了我主基督的国。
The kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdoms of my Lord and of His Christ。
那现在到了第七号的末了
，now at the end of the seventh trumpet，
那第六碗要到了
，now the sixth vial shall come，
第七碗也据说要到了
，and seventh vial will follow immediately。
那我们。就看看这两个碗是怎样来结束这一个现今的世代。
And so let us take a look and see how these two vials will put an end to this current world.
让我主基督的国显明在地上。
And so that the kingdoms of the Lord and of His Christ shall be manifested on earth.
我们上次看到了。
And last time we have seen
七个碗。倒下来的时候
that when the seven vials are poured out
从第一碗到第五碗
from the first vial to the fifth vial
神是一按照次序来对付那个敌基督的国
that it is in order in sequence that God deals with the kingdom of the Antichrist
从跟随敌基督的人一直到
That from the followers of the Antichrist unto the seat of the Antichrist.
那四个碗经过了以后
And so after those four vials are passed,
显明出来的一个光景
One condition that is manifested,
不是因为人在神的震怒的底下悔改
It is not that man will repent under the wrath of God.
相反的在神的震怒的底下，人与神的对抗越激烈。
But on the contrary, the opposition of man toward God is more fierce.
圣经一再的在这里提到，他们并不悔改。他们所行的
and the scriptures repeatedly tells us that they repent not of their deeds.
那所以到了第六晚。倒下来
and so when the sixth vial is poured out,
我们上次也轻轻提了一下第六晚。就引出结束这个世代的那个最后的战争
and we have mentioned lightly last time that after the sixth vial has poured out that this event of the last battle on earth would lead to the end of this world
这一个战争 如果我们只是从表面上来看是邦与邦国与国的战争的话，那我们就错了。
Now we just look on the surface of this battle that is merely nation against nation and tribe against tribe, then we are wrong.
因为我们看人类的历史。
Because when we look out throughout man's history,
没有一个时间这个战争是停止的。
Not once has the warfare ceased.
所以我们一碰到战争这个问题的时候，我们就说国跟国
过不去。So when we come into the matter of warfare, we only term it as that it is a nation against a nation.
而民族跟民族过不去。
It is a tribe against a tribe.
人跟人过不去。
It is man against man.
那所以我们一碰到战争的时候，我们的印象就是这样。
And so when we encounter warfare, that is our concept.
都是人跟人的问题。
It is an issue of man versus man.
都是人欺负人的问题。
It is man picking upon man.
或者翻过来说是都是人在人在求生存的问题。
Or it is just a struggle to survive.
但是我们看到第六碗的时候
But when we see the sixth vial,
这个时候是发生一个很 全地有历史以来最大的最激烈的一次的战争
This is throughout man's history the greatest and most fierce battle there is
但是这一次的战争不是基于人与人
But in this battle it is not based upon man against man
因为在这个战争的背后
Because behind this warfare,
完全是一个灵的对抗
it is completely the opposition in spirit.
是撒旦的灵去对抗神
It is the spirit of Satan against God.
那现在我们来看看那个事情是怎么来显出来
And so let's take a look and see how that is manifested.
十二节
Verse 12.
第六位天使把碗倒在伯拉大河上
And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates.
河水就干了。
And the water thereof was dried up.
因为那从日出谷地所来的众王预备道路。
That the way of the kings of the east might be prepared.
我们上一次轻轻提了一下。
And last time we lightly made mention.
这个东方，这个东方。
Now this east, from the east.
在圣经里面，提到末了的时候，是一个蛮重要的一个地带。
In the scriptures, when it mentions about at the end of the world, it is a very important region.
如果我们用今天的历史或者过去的历史来看这个地区
If we look at today's history or we look at the past history, look at this region.
我们看到有两个势力在这个地区长久以来是盘踞在
That we see two powers that have been founded, has been situated there.
一个是无神的势力。
And one is an atheist and power.
一个是回教的势力。
And the other power is the Muslims.
那无神的势力在政治上目前来看好像是有点倾倒。
And so the power of atheism in the East, seemingly today's political standpoint, it is that it is fallen and weak.
但是无神的那个精神呢、啊、却是有增无减。
But that spirit of atheism actually only increases and does not decrease.
回教的势力更是如此。
Even more so for the power of the Muslims.
虽然在那个军事啊政治上啊他们好像目前还是一个弱势。
Even though maybe in terms of political power or the military, they still seem very weak today.
但是你确实看见他们这个势力是膨胀的很明显
But in fact you can see that the power indeed is growing and expanding
那是我们不知道这里所说的东方的那个诸王啊究竟是指着什么但是我们想和这些也许会有点关系
And though we may not know clearly whom these kings of the east are referring to but maybe it is possible that it has to do with those
但第五节我们要注意
Now brothers and sisters we have to pay attention
如果我们注意着这样的一个现象
When we see that phenomenon
那就落到刚才所提的看见人与人之间的关系
Then we can see the condition which I mentioned previously we only see it is man against man
是人与人当中的冲突
It is only a conflict between men
这就没有摸到那这一件事实的那个真相
Then if that is the case we have not touched upon the truth of this event
那所以我们继续要往前去
留意 So we have to continue onward to see
神当时怎么说出那个时候的情形
How does God describe to us that event
十三节我们留意了
Verse 13 let us see
我又看见三个污秽的灵
And I saw three unclean spirits
好像青蛙
like frogs.
从龙口、兽口并假先知的口中出来。
Come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet.
他们本是鬼魔的灵，施行奇事，出去到普天上众王那里，叫他们在神全能者的大日聚集征战。
For they are the spirit of the devil.Working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Now, brothers and sisters, this is the key, a key point of the sixth vial. Now, the key of the sixth vial is not how great this battle is. Just as I may mention, many times when we mention about the battle of Armageddon,
我们就想到哦哟，最后的战争。
Then we think of this is the last battle.
大规模的战争。
It is a great battle.
对付以色列的战争。
It is a battle against Israel.
这些的体会都对。
Now those understandings are correct.
但这不是主体。
But that is not the main theme.
这是只是这外面的现象。
That is only the external phenomenon.
那么。这个赫米吉多顿的战争
Now this battle at Armageddon
那个主体是什么
What is that thing?
那个主体从外面来看是列国对付以色列
That theme externally is all nations dealing against Israel
在实际的来说呢
But in fact
乃是全地那个抵挡神的势力正面的
It is the whole world, all the power of this world opposing God actively deals against God.
他们对付以色列的结果乃是要把神从地上撵走。
The result of the dealing against Israel is to take away, to wipe out God from this world.
我们想象当时的那个情形。
Now let us just imagine the situation.
那个时候
At that time,
是敌基督横行的时候。
It is when the Antichrist does what he wants.
也是撒旦气愤愤大到地上来做最后的挣扎的时候。
It is also when Satan is cast upon this earth to do his last struggle.
他们在天上没有办法对付神。
Because in heaven they have no way against dealing
with God. 他们来到地上他们最后的根据地。
And so this is the last headquarter they have on earth.
那他们没有改变他们要对付神的那一种心思。
They did not change their spirit and mind in dealing against God.
但是在天上既然对付不了神。
But since they failed to deal against God in heaven.
那在地上他们怎么去对付神呢
So then how do they deal against God on earth?
所以他们只有把哥尼古的冤气都发在那些不跟随他们的人的身上。
So they can only express their grievance against those who does not follow them.
那个时候在地上不跟随敌基督的人没有很多。
Now there are not many that does not follow the Antichrist in those days on earth.
我们几乎是可以说
We can almost say
就是圣上那些让神盖上印的那一批以色列的十二个支派的人
That only are the 12 tribes of Israel that have been sealed with the seal of God that does not follow the Antichrist.
也就是上面所说到的那个妇人的其余的儿女
And that is also what's mentioned previously that is the seed of the remnant of the woman.
只有他们这些人
Only these people
就是不肯跟随敌基督
that they would not follow the Antichrist
仍然在那里高举神
that they still exalt God
虽然那个时候
though at that time
他们对基督还没有完全的认识
though they did not have a complete understanding of Christ
也不知道基督已经在他们以前来过
and they did not know that Christ has already come ahead of them
但是他们守着旧约律法上面的那些
But they keep the words in the Old Testament.
所以他们不跟随敌基督。
So they do not follow the Antichrist.
所以那个时候
So in those times,
那些人要对付神，就把对付神的那个目标和那个要求都指向这一批。
So then those people wanting to deal with God shift their goal and what they want to do against this group of people.
所以我们看到这一次叫做哈米吉多顿的这一个大战啊。
And so we can see this great battle of Armageddon.
乃是鬼魔的灵来对付神的子民。
It is the spirit of devils to deal against the people of God.
是鬼魔的灵出头
It is the spirits of devils coming forth
以动地上的众王
To incite the kings of this world
来对付 神的子民。
To deal against the people of God.
是不止里边，乃是要对付神。
And so in essence, it is to deal against God.
或者是这样说。
Or in other words,
神的，你再厉害来对付我们，我们就不听你。
God, no matter how fiercely you deal with us, we will not obey you.
那这个是当时这个现象。
Now that is the phenomenon at that time.
但是这个现象
，But in this condition,
正好是神在第六碗里面所要做的。
It is what God wants to do in the sixth vial.
那究竟神在第六碗里面做要做的是什么呢
？So in fact, what is it that God wants to do in the sixth vial?
那我们看。这里的情形带回我们回到旧约的先知的预言上面来看，来看看模型一下，那个时候的事情是怎样发生的。
Now we'll look at this later. We'll go back into the words of the Old Testament of the prophets to see how that will take place.
第六王的那个实际的那个情形。
Now the actual situation of the sixth vial.
乃是神把地上所有抵挡神的势力，连同鼓动人抵挡神的那些权势，都集中在一起来等候消灭。
Now God is Satan is gathering together all the power that is against God and gather them, unite them together to deal against God.
我们用人的话来讲啊。
And so, in man's words,
那就是神要把一切抵挡神的权势和人物都集中在一起来等候灭亡。
It is God who is gathering all the power and people who is against him, gather them united together in one place for them to await destruction.
用人的话来讲就是聚而千之。
It is in man's terms that you will gather them together and then destroy them.
第六王，我们看到就是这样的一件事。
And so that is the situation we see in the sixth vial.
所以在十四节的里边。
And so in verse 14.
我们一面是看见，那些人，他们要在神全能者的大日聚集征战。
So they gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty.
但是如果我们从另外一个地方来看见一件事呢？
But if we look at another place of the same matter.
我们看到在末了的日子。
We can see in the last days.
有两个宴席在，在天上和地上出现。
There are two feasts that will appear in heaven and on earth.
一个宴席是在天上。
One feast is in heaven.
另外一个宴席是在地上。
And the other one on earth.
在天上那个宴席就称为羔羊的婚娶。
Now the feast in heaven is called the wedding feast of the Lamb.
在地上的那个宴席就称为神的大宴席。
And the feast that is on earth is the great feast of God.
这两个宴席都记录在十九章。
And these two feasts is recorded in chapter 19.
那在十九章你就看到这两个宴席。
And so, in chapter 19, you see these two feasts.
现在我又要和弟兄姊妹们要提起一件事。
And so, now I want to mention one thing with brothers and sisters.
从十六章开始
，starting from chapter 16，
一直到二十章的，第六节
，until the sixth verse of chapter 20，
这又是一个段落
，that is another passage。
这里有几章来记载这里好像不同的好多件事情。
And so there are a few chapters here that will record for us a few different events.
但是弟兄姊妹，当你细细去留意的时候
，But brothers and sisters, if you pay attention,
这里面所提到的那么许多件好像是独立的事情。
When it mentions of all these seemingly individual events,
都是发生在同一个时段的里头的。
But they all happen at the same time.
这也是常常启示录叫我们觉得很难去领会的那个原因之一。
And that is also one of the very reasons that is difficult for us to understand Revelation.
因为太多不同的事件发生在同一个时间里。
Because there are just so many events taking place at the same time.
现在我先提给弟兄姊妹留意了。
And so now I first mentioned to brothers and sisters.
从十六章到十九章的当中。
Starting from chapter 16.
到二十章的当中。
Starting from chapter 16 to the middle of chapter 20.The events in these chapters, you can almost say they're all happening simultaneously.
所以我们千万不要给，因为是不同的那些事件而引出我们心思里头的一些混乱。
And so do not be confused just because they're recording different events that it will cause us to be confused.
于是我们读下去的时候，我们好像找不到头了。
So that if we read it in that way, it seems like we do not know how to read about it.
如果弟兄姊妹看到这几乎是在同一个时段里边所发生的不同的事项。
But brothers and sisters, you can take hold that it is all events taking place at the same time.
我们就不会有那样的迷乱了。
Then we will not be confused in that way.
No, 现在我们看到。
Now we see.
这个称为哈米吉多顿的大战。
This battle of Armageddon.
乃是抵挡神的力量与神发生末了一次在地上。
It is the power against God that will have the final conflict against God on earth.
我说是末了一次的大对抗，是说在这一个世代里。
Now when I say it is the last struggle they have with God, it is in this generation.
如果从整个宇宙来说呢，最后的一次的大对抗，这次还不算。
Because if we're talking about in the whole universe, this time does not.Equal the last struggle against God.
我们就可以说，这是从如果从永远的角度来看，倒数过来，这个是幕后的第二次与神的大对抗。
Now, if we count backwards in terms of eternity, this is the second to the last great conflict against God.
那现在我们看到了全地的。都在那里与神作对。
And so here now we can see the whole earth is against God.
那在这样的光景的底下
，And in this condition,
就产生了一个大战。
There is a great battle.
那就是在哈米吉多顿这个地方成了一个主战场。
And it is on the battlefield of this place called Armageddon.
那我们从旧约先知上的预言上面来留意。
Let's pay attention from the Old Testament, from the prophets.
到了末后的日子。
In the last days.
全地都团起来去对付神。
That the whole world unites together to deal against God.
我们从人的角度来看的话，也许是因为石油的问题引起。上次我们轻轻提了一下。
And so from man's point of view, it may be led.On the point of petroleum, we have already made mention of that last time.
只是就着我们今天所能了解的一些属地的情形来推断，但是可能完全与那个没有关系。
But that is only a theory that we can gather together based on the circumstances and events of today. Maybe possibly at that time it has nothing to do with that.
因为主没有给我们看见很明显的那个事件的经过，我们也不必去做太多的推测。
Because the Lord did not show us clearly, then we do not need to spend too much time and energy to have
faith
that way. 我们只是
想不住这样的一个对抗是直接对抗神就够了。
But all we have to do is take hold that this is an opposition that is against God.
那现在我们用点时间从旧约的先知的预言上来看当时的情形是怎样的发生。
And so now let us spend some time from the Old Testament, from the prophetic books to see how this will take place.
那在旧约里边提到这一场称为哈米吉多顿的这个地方所发生的事情，有两个先知是记载的比较详细一点。
Now there are two prophets that record for us a little bit in more in detail upon the battle that was to take place in this Armageddon.
一个是在以西结书。
One is in Ezekiel.
特别在38跟39这两章。
Especially in these two chapters, 38 and 39.
另外一处是在撒加利亚书的12到14这三章。
And the other is in Zechariah 12 to 14.
我们都要来稍微看一看。
We'll take some time to look into it.
看看那个时候的情形。会是怎样的发展
？To see how the event will unfold in those days.
当然，很准确的情形我们没有办法能知道的。
Of course, there's no way for us to know what will actually take place.
但大概的情形 那神旧约的先知给我们有一点点的提示。
But the general situation, the Old Testament, the prophets will give us some hints.
那我们先翻到以西结书第三十八章。
Now let us first turn to Ezekiel chapter 38.
那从三十八章呢
？Now from chapter 28.
以西结就说出一些个预言。
Now Ezekiel gives us this prophecy.
这个预言就说到有一大堆的王。
Now in this prophecy there is a group of kings.
你留意第一节。
If you pay attention to verse 1.
耶和华的话临到我说，人子啊，你要面上马格地的哥哥，就是罗斯米色土巴的王，发预言攻击他。
And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tobo, and prophesy against them.
那攻击他什么呢
？To prophesy against them what?
留意第二第三节就说，耶和华主耶和华神如此说，罗斯米切土巴的王哥哥啊，我与你为敌。
And say, thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal.
然后底下就说到，他们将他们的军兵聚集过来。
And then it tells us that they gather the army together.
那如果弟兄姊妹们，你翻到后面那一个先知预言的列国的那个地图上面去看。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you would turn to the map against of the nations of during the prophetic books,
那罗斯米切土巴就是在以色列的东北方。
And so then these places of Meshech and Tubal is to the northeast of Israel.
特别是指着在北靠北的那个那个
especially toward the north.
然后这一个称为哥哥的领袖。
And so now this prince of Gog,
他所有的军兵不是只有罗斯米切土巴。
Most of his army is not only from Meshech and Tubal.
因为这个用现在的那个地理的知识上面去看，这些都是在以色列的东北方，包括现在的俄罗斯、乌克兰、伊拉克、伊朗。不包括波斯那个伊拉克跟伊朗，也他伊拉克伊朗在底下再提到他们，那就是包括从用这样说是比较容易领会，包括前苏联和土耳其。
And so now their power is not only include what you can say is the former Soviet Union and Turkey, but it includes others as well that was mentioned later on.
然后在底下你就看到了。
And so later you can see.
与他们结盟的有什么呢
？That those that are in union with them.
有波斯人，那正东方的。
And now, so that's to more to the north. Now,
就是现在的伊拉克跟伊朗了。
Also united with them is Persia. That's present day Iran and Iraq.
和佛人了。
And Ethiopia,
在北非这一方面呢
？And so Ethiopia is northern Africa.
然后又有哥灭人喽。
And Libya.
还有北方极处的陀加马族啊。
And also there are many from Goma and all his bands.
这许许多多的民都围绕着这个米斯土罗斯米色土巴的王。来跟随。
And so this band, they unite together with the prince of Gog and Meshech and Tubal.
那如果从地理环境上面来看
，And so if we look at the geography of
this, 就看见在以色列的东南西北，全都是以色列的敌人。
Then brothers and sisters, you realize that to all sides of Israel, they're surrounded by their enemy.
那这个是当时的那个情形。
Now that is the situation at that time.
以色列是现在 很广大的四面包围的里头。
It describes to us that they will be surrounded in a very wide region.
启示录在这里主要提的是东方来的众王。
Now what is mentioned in Revelation mainly is from the kings of the east.
但是在往底下看的时候呢，你又看到是普天下的众王。
But if you read on, you can see it is also the kings of the whole earth.
跟以西结书这段经文来比较的时候，
Now when you compare here with the passage in Ezekiel，
我们看见起初发起这一个对抗是东方的诸王，
Then we can see it is first the kings of the east that incite this battle，
然后那个影响到全地的邦国，
And then it influences all the nations in the world，
他们都聚到以色列地来，
and so they unite in the land of Israel。
那所以如果弟兄姊妹，我们有时间把这个以西结书38、39这两章里面的事情来看的话，
and so brothers and sisters, if we do have time to read these two chapters in Ezekiel 38 and 39,
而我们就看到当时那个战争是的确是很厉害。
Then we'll take note that indeed the battle at that time is very fierce.
因为是全地的力量来对付一个以色列。
Because it is the whole power of this whole earth to deal against one little Israel.
而以色列在这种情形里头啊，是非常非常小的一部分。
And Israel at this time is only a very small region.
他们怎么可以与全地的联军来做对抗？
How is it possible that they can war against all the nations of this earth?
但弟兄姊妹，我们要不能忘记这个。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot forget this.
地上的联军的背后，
that the power behind the united army of this world is the dragon,
是敌基督，
the antichrist,
和假先知，
and the false prophet.
地上的这个王的聚合，乃是因着他们这三个家伙的灵的鼓动而组成。
Now the kings that unite of this world unite together, it is because of the spirit of these three characters that incite them.
所以他们就把整个的力量来都转移到以色列地来。
And so they turned all their forces to deal against Israel.
但是当时那批守住神的诫命的以色列人，并不因为这样凶险的环境而退让。
But the group of Israelites at that time who hold forth the law of God does not retreat because of the fierce and dangerous situation they're in.
所以他们还是拼命的在那里抵抗。
So they still strive with their lives to
against them. 那现在我们就回到启示录十六章这个地方。
And so now if we return to Revelation chapter 16.
那当时地上的联军聚集在以色列地耶斯列平原的这一带。
And so now this united army of the whole world is gathered in this plain of Israel.
那也就是哈米吉多顿这一个城为中心的那一个平原。
It is in this plain where the city of Armageddon is the center.
哈米吉多顿是以色列地里头的唯一的平原。
Now Armageddon is the only plain that is in the land of Israel.
代以来都是兵家征战之地。
Now that is throughout the generation a place of warfare for the battles.
是古战场，也是有名的战场。
It is an ancient battlefield. It is also a very famous battlefield.
那么以色列人就在那里跟地上的联军打那个主力战了。
And so it is in that plain that the great battle takes place.
当然我们可以想象得到。
Of course we can imagine.
以色列是没有办法能抗拒这样大的力量。
There's no way for Israel to withhold from this great force.
那所以他们就从何米吉多顿的战场上战败了。
And so if they fail, they're defeated in this battle of Armageddon.
那他们从何米吉多顿那边就撤退到耶路撒冷。
And so from this plain of Armageddon, they retreat back into Jerusalem.
那进到了耶路撒冷，他们也没有投降。
Now when they enter into Jerusalem, they still are not surrendering.
所以耶路撒冷就受了一个重重的围困。
And so Jerusalem is heavily surrounded.
这一个重重的围困就记载在 撒加利亚书了。
And so in this scene, when it, Jerusalem is heavily surrounded, it's recorded in Zechariah.
撒加利亚书的十二章里。
Now we turn to Zechariah chapter 12.
从第一章第一十二章的第一节开始。
Now, if we begin with verse 1 in chapter 12.
耶和华论以色列的末世，铺张诸天，建立地基，造人里面之灵的耶和华说，我必使耶路撒冷被围困的时候，向视为列国的民成为令人昏醉的杯。
The burden of the word of the Lord for Israel, said the Lord, whichstretched forth the heavens and laid the foundation of the earth and formed the spirit of man within him. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about when they shall be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem.
这末世也论到犹大，那日我必使耶路撒冷向聚集攻击他的万民，当作一块重石头，凡举起的必受重伤。
And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it.
那底下我们也看到神当时怎样来拯救犹大，怎样使用耶路撒冷来叫列国的军兵在那里覆灭。
And so we see then later it describes to us how God will deliver Judah and for the entire force of the army, for the enemy to be destroyed.
但是这个只是结果。
But that's only the result.
却不是过程。
It is not the process.
结果是耶路撒冷成了列国的军兵的陷阱。
Now, the result is that Jerusalem has become a trap to all the armies of the enemy.
但是这个只是过程。
But that is But that is only the result.
却不是那个过程。
It is not the process.
因为如果我们只看见这个结果的话，那就是说，以色列一开始他们就得胜有余。
Now, if we look at only the result, then we say that Israel overcome and overcomes, and they abound in victory.
但事实上不是这样。
But the fact is not that.
这个是结果。
This is only the end.
这个结果跟以色列本身没有关联。
The end, the result has nothing to do with Israel itself.
以色列只是在这里接受这个结果，但是这个结果不是他们自己做成的。
That Israel only accepts this result, but this result does not come about because of themselves.
这个结果乃是神自己来做成的。
The result is only completed by God himself.
那我们来看看那个过程。
Now let us look at the process.
当以色列人从耶斯列平原撤退回耶路撒冷的时候。
Now when the Israelites retreat from the plain of Armageddon into Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷就给围起来了。
Then Jerusalem will be heavily surrounded.
虽然他们是拼死的在那里守。
And though they strive unto death to guard it.
但是那个结果我们一定能领会得来。
But we can just understand the result.
怎么可以抵挡得住吗？
How can they withhold such forces?
所以弟兄姊妹，你留意十三章。
So brothers and sisters, you pay attention to chapter 13.
十三章从第八节说吧。
Chapter 13 from verse
8. 耶和华说，这全地的人三分之二必剪除而死，三分之一人彼存留。那这个全地不是说真的是全地，从上文里看到这个全地乃是说到整个当时给围困的耶路撒冷。
And it shall come to pass that in all the land, said the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. Now this two-thirds of the world shall die is notliterally the whole earth, but only in the region where Jerusalem is surrounded.
那也就是说出耶路撒冷给围困给围攻的时候，他们虽然是拼命的支撑，但是他们那个光景是越来越危险。
And so even though the Israelites are trying to withhold the attack and, from their surrounding, but they're still in dire situation, they cannot hold on.
三分之二的军兵都给都战死了。
But that two-thirds shall be dead in battle.
只剩下三分之一的军兵仍然在那里抵抗。
But the third shall be left therein.
那么在这种情形的里头，
And so under those situations,
他们还有希望吗？
Do they still have hope?
他们还可 可以撑下去吗？
Can they still withhold?
他们还能扭转那个局面吗？
Can they still turn around the situation?
按人来看来，他们绝对没有可能再有指望。
According to man, there's no more hope at all.
但弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
就到了这样的一个时候。
It is at that exact time.
我们回过头来看十二章。
Now we turn around and look at verse chapter 12.
那十二章里面就说到，当耶路撒冷给围攻到最紧迫的时候。
Now chapter 12 describes to us at the most dire situation of the attack in Jerusalem.
那一个时候呢
？At that time,
神就让他们如同一块重石头那样子。来叫列国的军兵受到击打。
That they will be as a burdensome stone to attack the enemy.
所以你留意到第十节那里就说到一件事情。
So if you pay attention to verse 10 there it says,
当他们在最危急的时候，
It is at their most dire situation,
他们就是只剩下一条路可以走。
That they only have one way of escape.
那就是仰望神。
That is to look to God.
仰望他们祖宗的神。
That is to look to the God of the forefathers.
还是不认识神的儿子。
Even at that time, they do not know the Son of God.
如果他们没有放弃他们祖宗的神。
But yet they did not forsake the God of the forefathers.
他们就在那里仰望神。
And so there they look to God.
这一个时候。
At that time,
我们的主。
Our Lord.
就降临了。
Descends.
所以这里就记载到一件事情。
And so here it records for us,
他们必仰望我。
They will look to me,
就是他们所扎的。
Whom they have pierced.
那个时候他们看到了。
At that time they see.
当主因着当神答应他们的祷告而让主显现出来的时候。
That when God answers their prayer to allow for the Lord to be manifested,
耶路撒冷就得拯救了。
Then Jerusalem is saved.
剩下的人就得拯救了。
Those who remain are saved.
但是那一个时候，他们就发现一个秘密了。
And at that time, they discovered the secret.
从前我们所拒绝的神的儿子，
whom we have rejected, the Son of God.
我们的祖宗所钉死的那一位耶稣，
the Jesus whom our forefathers crucified.
原来真的是神的儿子。
Indeed, he is the Son of God.
现在他借着降临的荣光来拯救我们。
Now in the glorious light of his descent, he saves us.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们看这一段话的底下，
and so brothers and sisters, we look at this passage,
看到一件事情，
we see one thing.
以色列全家，
the whole household of Israel,
包括各个的家族，
including all tribes,
他们都在神的面前悔改，
that they repent before God.
他们在那里承认他们的祖宗和他们长久以来拒绝神的儿子。
And they confess that they themselves and their forefathers have rejected the Son of God.
他们是得罪神了。
Yes, they have sinned against God.
那因此他们就悔改。
So they repent.
以色列人说的全家得救，就是在指着这个时候。
And so when it's mentioned that the whole household of Israel is saved, it is at this time.
所以罗马书上说，以色列人所说的全家得救，不是指着所有的以色列人。
And so in the Romans, when it mentions about the salvation of the whole household of Israel, it's not all the Israelites.
只是单单指着以色列人所剩下的余数。
But only the remnant, the seed of Israel.
这里就是那些余数所剩下的余民，他们看见主耶稣降临。
And so.好
的，那也是这十三章里面所说所剩下的那三分一的人。
And it is also in chapter 13, those are the one third remaining.
那里也就提到。
And there it also mentions.
第九节当中那里，他们必求告我的名，我必应允他们。
And it also mentions to us there in verse 9 that when they shall call upon my name, I will hear them.
这个他们是谁？
Who is this them?
剩下那三分之一。
It is the one third that is remaining.
但是这三分之一呢，仍然是在那里经过火的熬炼。
But this one third is still going through that trying by fire.
在这个最紧急的时候，
it is most dire situation now. They cry out to God.
神就答应他们。
God hears them.
现在我们就来看当时的那个过程是怎样。
Let us see how that process is.
接着来到十四章了。
And so we get to chapter 14.
耶和华的日子临近。
Behold, the day of the Lord cometh.
这耶和华的日子就是主的日子。
And so the day of the Lord is the day of the Lord.
就是神在地上显明审判的日子。
It is the day when God manifests His judgment on us.
你就看到，在那一个日子的末了就是，万国聚集与耶路撒冷征战。
You see, the result of that day is I will gather all nations against Israel to battle.
然后就说上了城被攻取，房屋被抢夺，妇女被奸污，城中的民一半被掳去，剩下的民仍在城中不再剪除。这就说到上面所提的剩下的三分之一。
And so it mentions to us in the previous text where one third is remaining and the city shall be taken and the houses riffled and the women ravaged and half of the city shall go forth into captivity.
这一些人就在那个时候求告神。
And it is at that time that this remaining cry out to God.
好像他们说，神啊，如果你再不显明拯救，我们就没有路了。
It seems as if they cry out to God, if you do not deliver us, we have no way. We are finished. And so when they cry out in this way, brothers and sisters, pay attention. Verse 3 in chapter 14. Then,
就是耶路撒冷最危急就快要完全的陷落的时候。
It is at the very dire situation when the entire city of Jerusalem shall fall.
他们已经没有路可以走了。
They have no more way out.
他们是等着灭亡。
They're only waiting to be destroyed.
等于说把以色列的名号在地上给挪掉了。
They're only waiting for the name of Israel to be taken from this world.
是在这样的一个光景的底下。
It is only under that condition. They cry out to God.
神就答应他们。
God hears them.
神就说他就出来与他们为他们征战。
Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations.
好了，第三节。
Now verse 3.
那时
Then,
耶和华必出去与那些国征战。
Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations.
好像从前征战一样。
As when he fought in the days of battle.
那日
Then,
他的脚必站在耶路撒冷前面朝东的橄榄山上。
On that day, and his feet shall stand in the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east.
这山必从中间分裂。
And this mountain shall be removed toward the north.
自东至西成了极大的谷，山的一半上北挪移，一半上南挪移。你们又从我山的谷中逃跑，因为山谷必延到亚撒，你们逃跑。比如犹大王乌西尔年间的人逃避大地震一样。耶和华我的神必降临，有一切圣者同来。
And you shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azel. Yea, ye shall flee like as ye flee from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah king of Judah, and the Lord my God shall come and all the saints with thee.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你真的，你这看到当时的那个情形。
So brothers and sisters, you can see the situation.
这些风景你从福音书里面看到。
You can see the situation in the Gospels.
主说他要用天使的号筒吹响，从把他的子民召聚的时候。
That when the Lord says he shall use the trumpet to gather his people together.
他要和千万圣者降临。
That he shall descend with many hosts.
降临到地上来。
He shall come on earth.
那说到主再来的时候。
And so when we mention about the Lord's return,
主再来是分成两个阶段。
Many times we say the Lord's return is separated into two parts.
头一个阶段是到空中。
One is in the air.
第二个阶段就到地上。
And the other part is on earth.
到空中是教会被提在那里经历。
In the air is when the church is raptured there to be judged.
到地上来乃是要建立国度。
And when he is descending on earth, it is to establish the kingdom.
那这话我们等到以后我们读帖撒罗尼迦前书的时候，我们才细细的去留意。
And so we'll only pay attention to those in detail when we read 1 Thessalonians later on.
现在我们只是只注意第六碗的那个过程。
But now let us only pay attention to the process of the sixth vial.
那在那个时候。
And so at that time,
我们的主就降临了。
Our Lord descends.
他降临的时候在哪里呢？
When he descends, where is he?
就在耶路撒冷 朝东的那个橄榄山上。
It is on the Mount of Olives in the city of on the east of the city of Jerusalem.
我们的主就踏脚在那里到地上。
And he sets his feet there.
那弟兄姊妹记得。
Now brothers and sisters, remember.
当我们的主升天的时候。
When our Lord ascended.
他在哪里升上去？
Where did he ascend?
橄榄山。
It was on the Mount of Olives.
弟兄姊妹记得。
Brothers and sisters, you remember.
当那十一个门徒还在那里一直望着上升的耶稣的时候。
When the 11 disciples is still gazing at the ascended Lord,
不是由神的使者天使来跟他们说话吗？
Did not the angels speak to them?
他说以色列人啊，你们看什么呢？
Oh Israel, what are you looking at?
你们是看到升天的耶稣吗？
Are you looking at the risen Jesus?
你们要知道。
You must know.
你看见他怎么去？
See how he goes.
他将来要怎么来？
He shall return.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们还记得那些。
Brothers and sisters, we still remember those words. How he goeth.
他就怎么来？
He shall return.
我们的主是驾云去。
Our Lord has was ascended on clouds. He shall descend upon clouds.
他是从橄榄山上升的。
He ascended from the Mount of Olives.
将来要回来，要踏脚在橄榄山。
And when he returns, he shall set his foot upon Mount of Olives.
那个时候，我们主回来的，到地上的时候的那种光景。
Brothers and sisters, that's the condition when he shall return on earth.
这就是撒加利亚十四章里面所说的那一件事。
And that is the event that is mentioning to us in Zechariah chapter 14.
在当时以色列人的遭遇来说。
And so in the, what the Israelites were going through at that time.That it was in their dire need.
城已经给攻破了。
The city has fallen.
但是还没有完全的陷落。
But yet it has not completely fallen.
还有三分之一的人在那里继续的抵抗。
They still have one third remaining there.
但是看样子也撑不下去。
But they cannot hold on anymore.
他们就祷告神。
So they cry out to God.
主就降临。
And the Lord descends.
他脚下橄榄。
He sets his foot on Mount Olives.
橄榄山就裂开。
Then Mount Olives would be split.
一边往一半上北挪移。
One half to the north.
一半上南挪移。
One half to the south.
就成了一个大山谷。
And so it became a great valley.
也就是一个大路。
It is a great way.
我们回到十六章启示录来。
Now we return to Revelation chapter 16.
也这样，我们把他那个事情接起来，我们就会看的更明确一点了。
Now if we put it together, then we can see it a little bit more clearly.
到了这一个时候
，and so at that time
就已经进到第七晚了。
It is the seventh vial.
第六晚的事情已经完了。
The events of the sixth vial.
因为第六晚的完结是完结在哈米吉多顿的战役，而一直到围攻耶路撒冷。
And so, because the sixth vial ends with the retreat of Armageddon until they surround and attack Jerusalem.
那现在第七晚。又倒出来了。
And so now the seventh vial is poured out.
第七晚一倒出来的时候，天上就有声音说，宝座上声音说啊，成了。
And when the seventh angel poured out his vial into the end, there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, "It is done."
这一个成了就引出了一个很厉害的地震。
It is done. It brought forth a great earthquake.
这里说是在历史上从没有过的。
And this great earthquake such as were not since then.
这个地震一来。
And now when this great earthquake comes.
第七晚就说，那里就说，那个大城就裂成三段。
And so then it tells us that great city was divided into three parts.
不仅是那一个城倒塌。
Not only did that city fall.
列国的城也倒塌。
And the cities of the nation fell.
那现在有什么我们要注意
？Now brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这里说的那一个城是指着哪一个
？Now when it's talking about the city, which one is it?Pointing at
是指着耶路撒冷。
It is pointing at Jerusalem.
地上的耶路撒冷。
It is the earthly Jerusalem.
那因着第七晚一倒上来。
Because the seventh vial was poured out.
就发生一个好厉害的大地震。
There was a great earthquake on earth.
这个大地震是跟我们的主踏脚在橄榄山有直接的关系。
Now this great earthquake has direct relationship with our Lord setting His foot on Mount Olives.
这个大地震一来。
And when this great earthquake came.
耶路撒冷城墙就倒塌。
The walls of Jerusalem fell.
橄榄山就分开。
And the Mount of Olives separated.
那么耶路撒冷城墙一倒塌。
And when the walls of Jerusalem fell.
以色列人要逃走出去就有路。
There's a way for the Israelites to escape.
不然的话就是困在城里这跑不出来。
Otherwise they're surrounded in the city they cannot escape.
但是你出了城还不行。
But after they go out of the city that is still.
要有图的。 逃亡的路。
They still must have a way of escape.
那这就是橄榄山，两边分开。
And so that is the Mount of Olives separated. It has become a great way for them. And the Israelites would escape through that path.
然后主就在降临的荣光里边，把列国的那一个力量来。
And then in the glorious light of the Lord's descent, he scatters, he shatters the army, the forces of the United Army.
那在以赛亚书十四章就说出这一个战争经过了以后，在那个地理环境上所发生的变化。
And so, Zechariah chapter 14 describes to us the change in geography in that area after this great battle.
那现在呢，我们就要留意。接下去的事情。
And so now we have to pay attention what follows.
那一个就是撒加利亚书十二章里边的有以色列全家的悔改。
So one thing it is the repentance of the whole household of Israel in Zechariah chapter 12. Because now they see.
他们的拯救就是当年他们钉十字架的钉他十字架的那个主耶稣。
The salvation, their deliverance is the Jesus whom they crucified.
所以他们全家都悔改。
And so the whole household repents.
这里你看到，十二章那里你看到。
There, Zechariah chapter 12, you see.
大卫家。
The household of David,
拿班家,
the household of Nathan,
利未家,
the household of Levi,
示每家,
the household of Simeon,
其余的各家,
and all the rest of the household,
他们都有一个共同的, 的光景,
they all have the same condition,
男的在一处, 女的在一处,
that they were separated from their wives.
说什么?
Why?
在那里悔改,
because they're there repenting.
在那里非常非常深刻的在那里悲哀。
That they are mourning, a deep mourning.
在那一个时候。
At that time.
已经再没有任何人的感情在那里牵引他们了。
There is no more man's emotion that will lead them.
因为他们那个时候就只看见他们在神面前是怎样。长久以来的得罪神。
Because at that time they have seen that how they have sinned against God throughout the ages.
长久以来的那个拒绝神的儿子。
That they have rejected, resist the Son of God throughout the ages.
他们深深的在那里悔改。
And they deeply repented.
那引出来的结果。
And the result that is led
forth. 那就是罗马书十一章上面所说的以色列人全家得救。
It is what's told to us from Romans chapter 11, the salvation of the household of Israel.
那这是一件事情。
That is one thing.
那另外一件事情呢?
The other matter.
那就是战争过了以后。
Now, after the battle.
全地都是那个死人。
The whole world is full of dead people.
虽然国度就快要来。
Though the kingdom is about to come.
但是这个地仍然是这个旧地。
But it is still the old land.
所以这个地必须要清理。
So the land must be purged.
要把那个战场清扫。
Now you must sweep and clean the battlefield.
让这个地重新能给人来居住。
And so once again, then can this land be a dwelling place?
不然的话，那个瘟疫啊，那个隔那个污染啊，那叫地就不能再给人住了。
Otherwise, the plagues and the pestilence cannot allow for man to dwell in.
这就与国度是不调和了。
And so that is not harmonious with the kingdom.
所以当这个第七碗经过了以后。
And so after the seventh vial.
那就是整在全地清扫。去清扫战场了。
So it is the cleaning of the battlefield of the land.
我们就知道以西结书第三十九章。
Now if we return to Ezekiel chapter 39.
那当我们的主在橄榄山降临的时候。
Now when our Lord descends on the Mount of Olives.
我们留意我们的主怎么说了。
Let's pay attention what our Lord said.
留意第三节。
If we pay attention first to verse 3.
那是主对那个地上抵挡神的联军说的话。
Now this is the words that our Lord speaks to the nation against them.
我必从你左手打落你的弓。
And I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand.
从你右手打掉你的箭。
And will cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand.
你和你的军队并同着你的列国人都必倒在 以色列的山上。
Thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy band.
我必将你给各样的鸷鸟和田野的走兽做食物。
And the people that is with thee, I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort, and to the beasts of the field to be devoured.
因为我曾说过，这是主耶和华说的，我要降火在马革和革海岛安然居住的人身上，他们就知道我是耶和华。
Thou shalt fall upon the open field, for I have spoken it, said the Lord God, and I will send a fire on Magog and upon them that dwell carelessly in the islands, and they shall know that I am the Lord.
那这是当我们的主踏脚在橄榄山以后所发生的事。
Now this happens after our Lord sets foot on Mount Olivet.
列国的军队在整个以色列地都给消灭了。
The nations in the land of Israel will be destroyed.
在耶路撒冷的固然给消灭。
Of course they were destroyed if they're in Jerusalem.
就是不在耶路撒冷作为他们的后续部队的和那一些都一样的给消灭了。
Even those that are not in Jerusalem, the reserves that are around, they are also destroyed.
那这个战争这样就结束了。
And so this is how this battle ends.
因为是没有办法跟神对抗的。
Because they have no way to deal against God.
因为你读帖撒罗尼迦后书的时候。
So brothers and sisters, when you read 2 Thessalonians.
那就说主用降临的荣光来废掉它。
That God uses the glorious light of the Lord's descent to destroy them.
谁能与神降临的荣光来敌对呢？
And so, who can be against the glorious light of his descent?
没有，他们都不能。
No, none of them.
都给消灭了。
They are all destroyed.
那现在就说到清扫战场的事情。
And so now it tells about the sweeping of the battlefield.
那是从第九节开始了。
It starts with verse 9.
但是住以色列城邑的人必出去捡器械，就是大小盾牌、弓箭、挺杖、枪矛，都当柴烧火，直烧七年。甚至他们不必从田野捡柴，也不必从树林伐木，因为他们要用器械烧火，并且抢夺他们的人，掳掠他们的人。这是主耶和华说的。
That's from verse 9 to 10.
那这用了七年的时间七年的时间，把列国那个战争的物资来使用。
And so you can burn for 7 years the weapons of warfare.
当然，以西结先知那个时候说到这种光景，是用他们当时的那个光景来说。
And of course, when the prophet Ezekiel is prophesying, he is prophesying in their condition.
却不是说将来那个哈米提多敦大战的时候还是用刀用枪用矛那些古代的武兵器。
It's not to say that in the battle of Armageddon they're still using the weapons of the ancient warfare, the bows and the arrows and the swords and the spears.
他们那是你说用坦克来打。
Because at that time if they attack with tanks,
他们也不懂。
They won't understand.
也许那个时候坦克根本也是落后的不得了了。
And maybe even at that time,
所以我
tanks are outdated.
所以我们不是注意那个字句上是怎么写。
And so we're not focusing on the word itself.
我们所注意的是这些军需品，这个就够了。
But we have to pay attention to the weapons itself.
那么然后呢？
Now and then.
他们用了多少的时间呢？
How much time did they use?
他们用了7个月的时间来清扫战场，去埋葬那些尸体。
They used 7 months time to sweep and make graves for the bodies.
这就是这个第七碗所带来的那个结果。
And that is the result of the 7th vial.
一面是以色列得拯救。
On the one hand is the deliverance of Israel.
一面是抵挡神的势力。
And on the other hand,
基本上的消灭。
It is basically the opposition against God to be destroyed.
那这个是过程。
Now that's the process.
那个结果是以色列人不仅是给保存，也得了幕后的最后的那个得胜。
The result is not only the Israelites kept, but they have that final victory.
那这是我们看到第六碗和第七碗的时候我们所注意到的。
Now that's what we can take note of from the 6th and 7th vial.
那现在我们又来注意了。
Now we also need to pay attention.
在说到第六碗的时候，
Now when we talk about the sixth vial，
我们平常太着重那个哈米吉多顿的过程，
Many times we put too much focus on the battle of Armageddon，
但是主在这里说了 一些话，这些话是很重要，
But the Lord spoke some words here which are very important，
这些话我们就不能忽略，
We cannot be careless about these words。
如果我们看第六碗而漏掉了这个话，那就等于没有看。
Now if we look at the sixth vial and we forget about these words, then it's as if we did not read it.
那是十五节。
That's verse 15.
那当全地都在那里聚集起来要对付神的时候，
That is when the whole world is gathered together to deal against God.
在那里说了，
There the Lord says, He said these words.
十五节。
Verse 15.
看啊，我来像贼一样。
Behold, I come as a thief.
那警醒看守衣服，免得持身而行，叫人见他羞耻的，有福了。
Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们注意这里。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to this.
主在这里宣告一
下。Here our Lord proclaims for faith.
他来像贼一样。
He come as a thief.
那这个他来像贼一样是指着什么？
And so what does this point at when he come as a thief? If we read the gospel,
我们会看到。
We'll see.
这个不是指着主到空中的时候。
This is not pointing at the Lord going into the air.
那是指着主到地上来的时候。
That is when he cometh on earth.
那也就是说，换一句话说，就是说国度就要显明的时候。
That is also in other words, that is when the kingdom is to be revealed.
这里就给我们看到一个比较。
And so there it gives us a comparison.
如果从眼见的环境来环境来看，
If from sight,
全地都满了对付神。
The whole world is filled with matters against God.
几乎没有一个地方是不对付神。
You cannot find a place that is not against God.
但是就是在这种环境的里
头。But it is in that condition.
主在那里说。
The Lord says,
我来像贼一样。
I come as a thief.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters，
这话对神的儿女们来说，和对认识神的人来说，
These words to the children of God or to those who know God，
那是极其宝贵的一个话。
It is very precious words，
因为这一个话，
Because these words
引出底下的那一个点，
leads us to the following point。
那个点是什么呢？
What is that？
他说在这样的时候，
It is in this time，
就是我来像贼一样的时间要来以前，
It is at this time before I come as a thief，
地上是满了抵挡，
The whole world is full of opposition，
地上是满了拒绝，
The whole earth is full of opposition against God，
地上你都看见的就是敌基督的才是，
All you see on earth is the power of the Antichrist，
你所听到的是假先知的那些道理，
All you hear is the doctrine of the false prophet，
你所感觉的是那个龙的权势，
What you feel is the power of the dragon，
你要是再跟随主，
And if, even if you want to follow the Lord,
如果你还要在那里站立在神的那里，
you still want to stand on the side of God,
你连生存的空间都没有，
you do not have any space to live,
就是在这种光景的底下，
it is in that condition,
你怎么样呢？
How do you do?
而我们就说，
we say,
我们的主就说，
our Lord says,
我来像贼一样，
I come as a thief,
你看啊，
behold,
我来像贼一样，
behold, I come as a thief,
那就怎么样呢？
What is that?
那警醒看守衣服，
He that watcheth his garments,
免得持身而行，
lest,
叫人看见他羞耻，
lest he walk naked, others to see his shame,
这样的人就有福了。
Blessed are they.
那比如说这是什么人？
Brothers and sisters, who are they? Who are they?
我们从历史的角度来看，
From the history's viewpoint,
那就是那个妇人的其余的儿女，
It is the remnant of the seed of the woman,
就是没有受印记的那一批人，
It is those who have not been sealed with the seal of the beast,
那这个是从历史的角度去看，
That is from the historical viewpoint,
如果从属灵的角度来看呢，
If we look at the spiritual viewpoint,
这一批人是什么人？
Who are they?
这一批人是脱离眼见，
They are those who have departed away from sight,
不受眼见的影响，而影响他们要离开离弃见证的。
That they're not influenced by sight, that they would depart away from their testimony.
那如果从属灵的角度来看，
If we look at it from a spiritual viewpoint,
虽然在历史上我们不在这个环境里，
Though in history we are not in this period,
但是在属灵的角度来看，我们还是活在这样的一个原则的指导的底下。
But spiritually we're still living under this guiding principle.
不但是他们那个时候，他们不凭眼见来决定是不是要跟随主。
Not only for them that they are not.Their dependence to follow the Lord does not depend on sight.
我们现在更是不凭着眼见来 来决定要不要跟随。
Even more so, we should not depend by sight if we want to follow the Lord or not.
主给我们看见。
The Lord shows us.
他选择我们就是为了他的见证。
He calls us, he chose us in all for his testimony.
他让我们经历了他的信实。
That we have experienced his faithfulness.
他也让我们领会了他话语的准确。
And we have experienced the accuracy of his word.
我们就更该脱离眼见的理解的影响而持守做那个见证。
So even more so, we have to depart away from sight to hold fast to his testimony.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们的主在这样的环境里头说了这么一句。
Our Lord in this condition spoke these words.
那么这些人听见主说这个话。
And so when these people hear these words,
这些人是哪些人呢？
Who are they?
不管怎样，他们就是不跟随敌基督的。
They are those, regardless of the circumstance, they are those who does not follow the Antichrist.
主说他们有福了。
The Lord says, blessed are they.
怎么有福呢？
Why are they blessed?
有福显明在哪里？
Where is their blessing manifested?
显明在二十章。
It is manifested in chapter 20.
二十章那里怎么说呢？
What does it say in chapter 20?
二十章那里就说了。
Chapter 20 there says, And there it says those who does not follow the Antichrist.
特别是说到那些因为不跟随敌基督而给而死道的人。
It especially mentions about those who are martyred because they do not follow the Antichrist.
那么这些人呢？
And so these people.
第四节当中
In the middle of verse 4,
他们都复活了
They were risen
与基督同作王一千年
And they reigned with Christ 1,000 years
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
有福了
Blessed are they
怎么有福呢
How are they blessed
他们能分享基督的荣耀
They can share in the glory of Christ
弟兄姊妹们啊
Brothers and sisters
你留意这里
Pay attention to here
与基督作王啊
To reign with Christ.
这个应该是教会的福分。
This ought to be the blessing of the church.
神设计那个救赎的时候。
In the devised plan of salvation from God.
他的设计就是每一个蒙恩得救的人都应当是与主一同作王的人。
His devised plan is all those who are saved by grace ought to reign with Christ.
但事实上是不是每一个得救的人都与主一同作王呢
But in fact, does all of those who are saved by grace reign with Christ?
那弟兄姊妹，你注意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
主的设计是这样。
That is the Lord's plan.
但那个结果是不是这样呢
？But whether the result is that way or not.
我们盼望是这样。
Of course, we hope so.
主更是盼望是这样。
Even more so, the Lord hopes so.
但实际上就不完全是这样。
But in fact, it is not the case.
因为神在设计这个做王的事的时候。
Because in the matter of reigning.
这个做王不是恩典。
This reign is not grace.
这个做王是赏赐。
This reign with Christ is a reward.
既然做王是赏赐。
Since it is a reward.
那就不是根据你得救不得救。
It is not based upon whether you're saved or not.
而是根据你得胜不得胜。
But it's based upon if you overcome or not.
如果你得胜的话，你就按照神的设计，你与基督一同做王。
If you overcome, then according to the devised plan of God, you reign with Christ.
你不能得胜的话。
If you cannot overcome.
那虽然神设计是让你要得着这一。
Even though in the devised plan of God, you are to reign.
但是你没有做完你该做的。
But you have not finished what you ought to finish.
所以你就没办法得着神为你所设计的。
So you cannot gain what God has devised for you. And so that is in terms of the church. But when we look at this group, originally they were not in this devised plan of God because they're not in the church. This group,
他们不是像教会那样你进入了救恩你就有了一个指望能与基督一同作王
They are not as the church since you have entered into salvation you have this hope to reign with Christ
在这里你看到这一批人
But here you see this group
严格说起来
To be strict
他们都必须要死掉了
They must go through that
他们都必须要经过审道的这一
They must
这一个经历
Go through this experience of being martyred
他们才能与主一同作王
Then they can reign with Christ
你就看见他们与教会与主一同作王的那个区别
Then you can see the difference they have from the church to reign with Christ
那现在我们看到
Now we see
他说你能守着守着 不叫你赤身露体显出羞耻，你就有福了。
Now if you keep watch, unless you walk in your nakedness for others to see your shame, then blessed are you. How are you blessed?
与基督一同受。
You reign with Christ.
那一提到这里
，When we mention this，
又要岔出去说一点点。
Have to go off tangent to mention a little bit.
不然的话，我们又有迷乱的。
Otherwise, we're also confused.
你说教会是属灵的那个时候。
You say at that time the church is spiritual.
那既然教会是属灵的
，If the church is spiritual，
在国度里面做王的事情也是一个属灵的事情。
Then the matter of reigning in the kingdom is also a spiritual matter.
但是这一批人，他们能忍受那个敌基督的权势而不倒下去的那些人。
But for this group who can forbear the power of the Antichrist, yet they do not fall.
他们是不是也是在属灵的境界里面掌做王呢
？Will they also reign in a spiritual condition?
最低限度，那批从死里复活的，在灾难中死掉的那些得胜者，他们是不是也是在灵里面与基督一同作王呢
？So at the very least, for those who are martyred who die during the tribulation, do they also reign with Christ in spirit?
这个我实在没有把握。
In fact, I have no confidence of this.
但是对于没有他们那个经历而能守住不跟随敌基督的他们作王，这个我能我稍微能体会一点点。
I can have a little bit of understanding for those who have not fallen, through this tribulation and they hold fast to the testimony of Christ.
也许他们是归在同一个范围里。
It may be all in the same boundary.
弟兄姊妹们，你晓得。
Brothers and sisters, if you understand,
将来主降临建立国度的时候
，When the Lord descends to establish the kingdom,
我们千万不要把今天我们在地上所看到的那种光景套到国度里面去。
Do not use what we can see by sight today and just use our vision and understanding in the kingdom.
啊，你说，哦，那这样我懂了。你说，将来做完了那批人就住在白宫里。
And so then I understand then what I envision is those who reign are living in the White House.
在国度里连不受纣王的那批人就住在 San Bruno.
And so those who are living in the kingdom, those who are not reigning, they are living in San Bruno.
不是这样。
No, that is not it.
不能把现在地上的那个光景套进国度。
You cannot use our understanding today to envelop the kingdom.
因为在国度的这一个事实的里边
，because in the fact of the kingdom，
主的话给我们很明确的看
，the Lord's word show us clearly，
国度里边是分成两个层次的。
In the kingdom, there is two levels.
一个层次是属灵的层次
，one level is spiritual，
一个层次是物质。的层次
，and the other level is materialistic.
那个物质就仍然是现在地上我这种光景
，and so the materialistic is still the condition of today.
属灵的层次就是不受这个地的这上的那个事来影响
，and so the spiritual condition is not influenced affected by the earthly matter.
但是儿女与基督一同作王是在属灵的层次里边作王
，and so for the children of the Lord who will reign with Christ, it is in a spiritual realm.
那就是显明那一个权柄
，and that is to manifest that authority，
也显明那个荣耀和丰富
，and to manifest that glory and richness，
更重要的
，even more so，
是供应那一个荣耀和丰富给全地。
They also supply that fullness and that glory to the land，
不是从地那里去收取荣耀和尊贵。
It is not to retrieve glory and honor from the land。
啊，这一个是国度里边所显明出来的情形是是地上的人所没有办法能领会的。
And that is the condition that's manifested in the kingdom that the people of this world cannot understand.
地上的人所领会的，你掌权就是你从地上收取利益。
And so, in terms of our understanding, is that if you rule in the land, then you will partake, from the land.
但是在国度里头。
But in the kingdom,
如果你是掌权的
if you are ruler,
你不单是不是收取利益
not only do you not have tributes,
你是在那里供应利益
but you are there providing for the land.
将来神的儿女与主一同作王是在这个光景里面
When the children of God will reign with Christ, that is the condition it will be in. It is
来发表神的荣耀和丰富
It is in that spiritual realm where they will manifest the glory and fullness of God.
权柄和能力
His power and his authority.
那属地的那个城呢
？And so in the earthly realm,
这就牵涉到也许现在我们说行政上的管理的执行。
It may have to do with our understanding of the administrative leaders.
那具体的情形我们承认不大领会。
And so in the actual situation, we cannot fully understand.
但是我们晓得在国度里面是这两个层面来显出神的作为。
But we know that it is in these two realms, levels, that God's work is manifested.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们巴不得主的话提醒我们。
May the Lord's words remind us.
他好像贼一样。
He will come as a thief.
我们今天所该留意的是保守我们自己不离开。
What we need to pay attention today is that we have to keep ourselves lest we go astray from His path.
但愿主用着他自己的话来继续给我们里面有光。
May the Lord continue to use His words to continue to shed light upon us within.
那第七碗还没有完的。
The seventh vow is not over yet.
还没有交通完。
We have not finished sharing upon that yet.
但是我先给弟兄姊妹点一点。
But I'll first point it out to brothers and sisters.
因着第七碗所引出耶路撒冷，地上的耶路撒冷的倒塌。
Because of the point forth of the seventh vow that the earthly Jerusalem will fall,
就引出神想起巴比伦大城来。
Then that we will call the great Babylon.
那就是十七章。
That is chapter 17.
那个关系是这样来的。
That is where the relationship is.
地上的耶路撒冷倒塌的时候。
When the earthly Jerusalem falls,
神也来接束地上的巴比伦。
God will come to put an end to the earthly Babylon.
那这是在同一个时段里边发生的事。
That happens in the same period.
不过我们今天不碰它了。
But we will not go into that tonight. 但
是我是让弟兄姊妹们先注意到这一个连接点。
But brothers and sisters, pay attention to this conjunction here.
我想我们今天晚上就交通停在这里。
I think we'll end our sharing here tonight.
里面关乎第六碗、第七碗是牵连到这个整个世代的结束。我们实在需要主给我们有更多的体会和看见。
So because the sixth and the seventh vow has direct relationship to the end, to the putting to the, of the end of this world, we ask the Lord to give us even more wisdom and light for us to understand.
因为第七碗到了以后
，because after the seventh vow is poured forth,
第七号完全成就了。
That is also the completion of the seventh trumpet.
那就是地上的国成了我主。和基督的国。
That is the nations of this world are become the nations of my Lord and of His Christ.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们是等候那一天。
We are waiting that day.
我们更感谢主。
We even more thank the Lord.
因为那天来到的时候所在地上所发生的一切的事情都不影响我们。
Because all the events of that day that will happen does not affect us.
那时我们已经被提与主同在。
At that time we have already been raptured to be with the Lord.
所以我们要感谢了，还要再感谢。
So we have to praise and praise again.
好。